This Football Friday report is powered by the new Minnesota Lottery Viking Scratch Game. This could be your year because you've got a chance at $100,000 and great second chance prizes. So say, I'm in. Minnesota Lottery. Must be 18 or older to play.
We'll talk football in a moment, but first let's hit baseball. The Twins did something last night they've never done in franchise history. They were swept in a four-game series by the Chicago White Sox. The Minnesota bullpen failed again and Chicago won it 11-8.
That's a difficult one to take and to deal with. Obviously, challenging series. I mean, we just got swept at home.
That's manager Rocco Baldelli, who saw Matt Wallner and Cody Clemens homer in the loss. Pablo Lopez will make his first start since early June when he pitches tonight for the Twins in Kansas City. The AAA Saints lost at Louisville last night 4-2. The Lynx lost to the red-hot Las Vegas Aces last night in Vegas 97-87. Head coach Cheryl Reeve.
It's disappointing to waste a pretty solid offensive effort, shooting almost 54%, 41% from three. That means our defense, you know, didn't rise to the occasion.
Vegas has won 13 straight. Now to our Football Friday report. The Gophers host Northwestern State tomorrow, hoping to improve to 2-0. Redshirt freshman receiver Jalen Smith of Mankato made his collegiate debut in last week's win over Buffalo. He scored a 60-yard touchdown and enjoyed it.
The first couple of snaps, like, everything was moving a little faster than practice just because it's a game. You know, everybody's playing at their 110%. But after that, it was football. It's what you do every day. I had a conversation with a teammate prior to the game about kind of the speed of the game, and he told me exactly what was going to happen. The first few plays are going to be fast, and then after that, it's just like practice.
On to pro football. The Vikes are getting ready for Monday Night Football playing at Chicago. Receiver Justin Jefferson's glad to have former teammate Adam Thielen back in the fold.
It feels great. It definitely brings back a lot of memories of him being in this building, but just how he comes to work every single day and how he still loves the game, being a vet that he is. You know, playing for so long.
This is M&N Sports.